Right, Mr. Clacton Bugle. He was tying up his shoelaces. And he pulled, and he pulled. And snap, one of them broke. "Oh," he said, "mortal, my shoelace is broken." She said, "Well, tie a knot in it then." He said, "It's got four knots already." "We should get some new ones." "So I haven't got any spare ones." So she said, "Well, you're going out tonight, you better get some more laces." And so put his coat on, got his car keys, he opened the garage door, drove the car out, went down the road, went in the shop and said, "I want a pair of brown shoelaces, please." The man said, "Oh yes, no problem, pair of brown shoelaces." He said, "Can I give you a word of advice, sir?" He said, "Get two pair." He said, "When you break the next pair, you'll have a pair to go back to, won't you?" "Oh," said, what's his name? Cuthbert. "I wonder if you've forgotten." Cuthbert said, "Oh yes." He said, "Oh, I have some black ones as well." And so he went home with two pairs of brown shoelaces, two pairs of black, and got indoors, put the car away, shut the door. And as he was going through, his wife said, "Cuthbert, the fluorescent tube's gone in the kitchen." He said, "I must have a tube put in there because I'm cooking tonight." "Oh," he said, "I haven't got a spare one. I better go and get one." And so he put on his coat, took out his car keys, went and opened the garage door, backed out the car, went down the road, went in the shop, and he said, "I want a fluorescent tube, 4 foot long, please." So the man gave him one. He said, "Excuse me, sir, can I give you a word of advice? Why not have two? If you have two, then when one goes, you won't have to rush out and get another one. You'll have one already, won't you?" "Oh, what a good idea," said Cuthbert. And so he got another one. And so he went home with two fluorescent tubes. And so now he was fixed up with shoelaces. He was fixed up with fluorescent tubes. He just got in the door and his wife called out, "Cuthbert, the fuse has gone on the iron. Have you got a spare one?" "No." "Oh," she said, "I must get this ironing done today." And so he put on his coat, took out his car keys, opened the garage door, backed the car out, went down the road, went to the electricity shop, and he said, "I want a 13-amp fuse, please." And the man said, "Right." He said, "Why don't you have a packet? You can have some 13-amps and 5-amps and a whole lot of them. So you'll always have them handy, won't you?" And so Cuthbert said, "Oh, good idea." So he got all these things together, and home he went, got in the door. He wondered what was going to happen next, but nothing happened next. Everything was lovely. There's a little text that you read in Matthew 24, verse 44. Anybody know it? Anybody find it? You see, when you know the Lord Jesus, you've got a secret. I've got a secret that the world doesn't know. What is it? "Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Be prepared, in other words, for the coming again of Jesus. But you are prepared in life, aren't you? I've got some spare shoelaces, I think. I don't know if I've got a spare fluorescent tube. But the thing is, we must be prepared for the coming of Jesus. And that's our little secret, isn't it? When all the world says what it says and does what it does, we can say Jesus is coming again.